as far as the state court systems go, where is this underfunding coming from? Is this this is not being put into the state budgets?
The economy, as we all know, since 2008 has been on a severe downturn, and the demand on legislators for government funding has been great in the face of reduced revenues. So it's understandable that legislators have a difficult time choosing where to allocate state revenues in such a difficult period of economic crisis. Unfortunately, the courts are not being recognized for what they are. The courts, by constitution, are one of three co-equal branches of government and need to be funded as such. Last year alone, in 2011, 42 out of 50 states cut court funding in this country, and not a single state in the United States allocates more than 4% of the annual state operating budget to the courts, and too many states allocate less than 2%. So when the courts are underfunded, they're less able to provide access to justice, and access to justice is critical to our constitutional democracy.
And you mentioned the access to justice, but what specific parts of the courts are being hurt by this?
Court vacancies are being left vacant. Court staffs are cut back. Court clerks are not available to the judges. Six states in the last 2 years have actually closed one day a week, and the courts have only been open in those states 4 days a week. New Hampshire, the Chief Justice closed the courts for an entire year for civil jury trials. In California, where the courts have suffered over $600 million in cuts in the last 4 years, in the fall of 2011, 29 out of 63 courtrooms were closed in the San Francisco Bay Area, and 40% of the court personnel were laid off. In New York, on the other coast, on the other side of the country, when Governor Cuomo's administration came in early 2011, his administration immediately cut $170 million out of the court system there, and that's in a state where trial judges had not received an increase in compensation, including no COLA increase, for 12 years. So the courts need to be adequately funded, and when they're not, their ability to provide needed dispute resolution, domestic relations, decision-making, and so on, is significantly compromised, and the quality of life in our representative democracy is qualified and compromised, and less and less and less. We do not want an urban spring here. We want access to justice.
You touched on it a little bit, but what kind of changes would an individual notice when the court system's underfunded?
Well, let's take the situation in New York as an example. Since the $170 million in cuts last year that I referenced earlier, the courts have now been required for financial reasons in New York City to close the courts at 4:30 p.m. every day. 4:30, everything stops. At lunchtime, everything closes. People clear out the courthouses. When they come back, they have to go through the metal detectors. There has to be security. And then at the end of the day, let's say a witness is on the witness stand, only 5 or 10 minutes to finish. The witness has come from out of town at expense to the client, but the court says no, 4:30, that witness has to get off the stand because we're clearing out the courtroom. That means that witness from out of town has to stay overnight to testify and finish up the next morning, an extra night in a hotel room, extra meals, penalties for changing the airline arrangements, all that cost has to be borne by the client. It drives up the cost of litigation.
And as the president of the ABA, you have a pretty powerful voice on what should be happening in the courts. What's the ABA doing to stop the underfunding?
We're active on a number of fronts. We are partnering with civic and community and business groups, such as the Chamber of Commerce, I've done a joint op-ed in USA Today with Lisa Ricard of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We are publishing op-eds and articles in publications all over the country. We are speaking all over the country, as I am doing here. We're getting the word out so that the general public understands and appreciates how serious this crisis really is.
Well, Bill, I thank you for joining me today, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you so much. It's been a privilege.